Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you know what I'm talking about, because we got Jim Houts back on the show. Jim's been a member of my Brain Trust now for 8 years. Jim first joined us back in 03. He was a corporate employee. He became an entrepreneur, and then he became a serial entrepreneur. He learned a lot of stuff as he grew his companies and sold them and started another one and grew it and sold it. He learned so much about being a successful business owner, and now he's spending his time giving back to folks and helping them to benefit from what he learned. And his new book, which has all that in it, called Grow the Entrepreneurial Dream, The Ultimate Guide to Business Success, our good friend Jim Houts, H-O-U-T-Z. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back with you. It's been a while.
I know. It's good to have you back. Hasn't been that long. You were here about six, 8 months ago, but I agree, that's too long. Congratulations on your book. It's just out now in bookstores and in the electronic versions too, right?
Right, and it's on several of the ebook firms.
Just
brought up in the last few days.
What do you think? You've been an entrepreneur for a long time. What do you think is different about the entrepreneurial landscape now than it was when you took your $1,500 and 10 shares of IBM stock and turned it into a multi-million-dollar company? How are things different?
I think it's different in that there's probably in every area, there's just a little more government regulation. And you just have to man up and say, okay, I understand the rules, and instead of two forms to fill out to get started, now we have five.
Yeah.
But other than that, and then the other big thing that's different, and this is really different, even more important than the government regulation, is the presence of the Internet.
Yeah.
And how if you do end up with a product that really works and you've got some good references, you can sell a lot of products and provide a lot of good customer service over the Internet. It was really difficult to do when I started out.
Well, it allows a smaller company to break through, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Whereas when you were an entrepreneur in the early days, and even me back in my early days, in order to really break through and to compete on any kind of a level much above your own, you know, your own ability to capitalize, you really couldn't do it unless you got some big money from somebody, unless you went public or something took a long time. You just organically grew that for a long, long time. Now the ability to go from 0 to 60 you benefit a lot by that, by the technology. So what you're saying is, Jim, is that the essence of being an entrepreneur isn't any different, but the tools and the rules have changed a little bit.
The tools, the rules have changed quite a bit, but the tools have dramatically improved. And people say, well, wouldn't it be harder today because there's so many more companies out there? I think it'd be easier. Because if you find that product, it is a breakthrough product, and you've got the support organization set up and staffed, you can really, really take off.
Well, you know, the thing, if you think about, to me, the difference between the old marketplace and the new marketplace is like the difference between two pieces of bread. Or a piece of bread and a croissant. You know, a croissant has got all these little layers of dough in it, right? It's got, you know, all these little multiple layers, whereas two pieces of bread together, just two layers, right? In the old days, there weren't that many layers of business, you know, activity. There weren't that many. Today, today, every time you turn around, somebody's making a niche of a niche of a niche. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of a free market economy, isn't it?
It really is. In fact, I remember when we were after we decided to specialize in an industry, which was really a great move for us. We started doing a lot of direct mail. At that time, hardly anyone did direct mail, and so it was revolutionary. In fact, you know, very few people even do direct mail anymore.
Right.
It's all email. And
hold on to that thought, Jim. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and learn some more words of wisdom from one of the great entrepreneurs, Jim House, after these messages. 20 till. His new book is called Grow the Entrepreneurial Dream.
I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.